नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरयेत्
ततो जयमुदीरयेत्
नष्टप्रायेषु
अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती
उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति
नैष्ठिकी
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स नंबर 46 व्यासाद्यैर ईश्वरे आज्ञैः
व्यासदेव ईश्वरे आज्ञैः
कृष्णेनाद्भुत कर्मणा
कृष्णेनाद्भुत कर्मणा
प्रबोधितो अपि तिहसैर् नाबुध्यात् सुचार्पितः व्यासदेव ईश्वरे हग्नै कृष्णेनाद्भुत कर्मणा प्रबोधितो अपि तिहसैर् नाबुध्यात् सुचार्पितः व्यास आद्यै बाय ग्रेट सेजेस हेडेड बाय व्यास ईश्वर द ऑलमाइटी गॉड इह बाय द विल ऑफ ज्ञाने बाय द लर्न कृष्णेन बाय कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ
अद्भुत कर्मणा
बाय वन हु परफॉर्म्स ऑल सुपर ह्यूमन वर्क प्रबोधितः बीइंग सोलेस्ट
अपि
ऑल दो इतिहासै
बाय
एविडेंसेस फ्रॉम द हिस्ट्रीज
नॉट
अबुध्यत
satisfied
शुचा अर्पिता distressed translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada
Jai Srila Prabhupada
King Yudhishthira who was much aggrieved could not be convinced despite instructions by great sages headed by Vyasa and the Lord Krishna himself the performer of superhuman feats And despite all historical evidence. So please repeat. King Yudhishthira,
who was much aggrieved,
could not be convinced, despite instructions,
by great sages,
headed by Vyasa, and the Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feats,
and despite
all historical evidence. Purport. The pious King Yudhishthir was mortified because of the mass massacre of human beings in the Battle of Kurukshetra, especially on his account. Duryodhan was there on the throne, and he was doing well in his administration, and in one sense there was no need of fighting. But on the principle of justice, Yudhishthir was to replace him. The whole clique of politics centered around this point, And all the kings and residents of the whole world became involved in the fight, in this fight between the rival brothers. Lord Krishna was also there on the side of Lord King Yudhishthira. It is said in the Mahabharata Adi Parva 20 that 640 million men were killed in the 18 days of the Battle of Kurukshetra. And some hundreds of thousands were missing. Practically, this was the greatest battle in the world within 5,000 years. This mass killing, simply to enthrone Maharaj Yudhishthir, was too mortifying. So he tried to be convinced with evidences from histories by great sages like Vyasa and the Lord himself that the fight was just because the cause was just. But Maharaj Yudhishthir would not be satisfied, even though he was instructed by the greatest personalities of the time. Krishna is designated herein as the performer of superhuman actions, but in this particular instance, neither he nor Vyasa could convince King Yudhishthira. Does it mean that he failed to be a superhuman actor? No, certainly not. The interpretation is that the Lord as Ishvara or the Super Soul in the hearts of both King Yudhishthira and Vyasa performed still more superhuman action because the Lord desired it. As Super Soul of King Yudhishthira, he did not allow the king to be convinced by the words of Vyasa and others, including himself, because he desired that the king hear instructions from the dying Bhishma Deva, who was another great devotee of the Lord. The Lord wanted that at the last stage of his material existence, the great warrior Bhishma Deva see him personally and see his beloved grandchildren, King Yudhishthir, etc., now situated on the throne, and thus pass away very peacefully. Bhishma Deva was not at all satisfied to fight against the Pandavas, who were his beloved fatherless grandchildren. But the Kshatriyas are also very stern people, and therefore he was obliged to take the side of Duryodhan because he was maintained at the expense of Duryodhan. Besides this, the Lord also desired that the king be pacified by the words of Bhishma Deva so that the world could see that Bhishma Deva excelled all in knowledge, including the Lord himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Sarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vyasa Dyair Ishvare Hagyai Hagyai Krishnenadbhuta Karmana Prabodhito Apitihasair Nabudhyat Sucharpita. King Yudhishthir, who was much aggrieved, could not be convinced despite instructions by great sages headed by Vyasa and the Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feats, and despite all historical evidence. So we see, when Krishna was about to leave for Dwarka, Yudhishthir Maharaj came there. Of course, he was there only, but he just stopped him from going. He did not want Krishna to go. Of course, he did not say you stay here forever. He said you stay for a few more days. Because suddenly so many things had happened in his life and in the life of the Pandavas that they wanted to hear more from Krishna at peace, you know, because they heard from him in war. And they heard from him when they were in turmoil. But now they wanted to hear from him when everything is peaceful. But Krishna always wants to glorify his devotees. He could have just told Yudhishthira, come on, let's go to the other room and explain to him everything about life, the whole knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic scriptures. But he, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining here, he wanted to choose Bhishma Deva. Bhishma Deva right now is still on his bed of the arrows. He has not left his body. War is over. Because he had that special boon that he can leave the body whenever he wants. So he was preserving that body because he wanted to hear from Krishna. In fact, he wanted to have darshan of Krishna. That was his desire, that he should leave his body when Krishna is there, right in front of him. So that itself shows that he was a great devotee, because otherwise, how can you get that privilege of seeing Krishna? And Krishna, in turn, he made Bhishma great, even during the war, Bhishma attacked Arjuna so furiously that Krishna had to ultimately lift a weapon. Krishna had promised that he will not be lifting any weapon, but he just lifted the wheel of the chariot, but still, he's not supposed to lift anything. And there the acharyas explain that this whole thing was done by Krishna to glorify Bhishma Deva. Although Krishna, and also not only glorify, Bhishma Deva had this desire of not that Krishna breaks his promise. His desire was that he should have a little fight with Krishna, because he is so powerful. He has no equal in both the armies, with whom he can fight. So just to please his devotee, just to satisfy his devotee, Krishna broke his promise. Now we can see that in history, people talk a lot about that, They say, oh, Krishna broke his promise. Krishna is ready to put his own reputation at stake just to save the devotee, or just to please the devotee, just to serve the devotee. So these are the two things, even when he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got most of the messages through his disciples. He could have said something, but he just chose Ramanand Raya, Haridas Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, different people to describe. Rupa Goswami wrote Nectar of Devotion and so on. So that shows that Krishna is so merciful towards his devotees. And here also, see, if you read it only like that, Yudhishthir was naturally disturbed, 640 million people have been killed. Because of him, he thought like that. Because he is to be put on the throne. That was his, naturally, he should have been. But somehow, Duryodhana, through his father, got that. Now the whole war was fought. That was the Prabhupada says, it was the biggest war in the last 5,000 years. We had so many wars now, but some few hundred thousand people maximum can die. Like here is 640 million. It's a little more than half of India today. You can imagine everybody. So Yudhishthir was very aggrieved, And Krishna, Prabhupada says in his purport, that Krishna purposely put him in that situation. Somebody may say, what kind of a God is this? He puts his devotees in such trouble. Because Krishna has a higher purpose. And here the higher purpose is to let Yudhishthir, and through Yudhishthir, all of us hear from Bhishma Deva. In the next few shlokas, or I think maybe the next chapter, we are going to hear the instructions of Bhishma Deva. There's nothing new in that, they are mostly, if you see that, they will be all from Bhagavad Gita, whatever Krishna spoke to Arjuna. But this is how the devotees and the acharya, they keep on confirming this, reaffirming this. And that is why it is important for us to keep on hearing, Many people like me, we are just simply repeating whatever is there, Srila Prabhupada has written, other acharyas have written, and just we repeat. But it is important to hear. Important to hear and make note of. And here Krishna is again, you know, Sruta Goswami. See how subtly, how very nicely they glorify Krishna. Like here he says, Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana. Adbhuta. Adbhuta means very wonderful, very out of this world. That's called Adbhuta. Karmana is activity. So he says, even Krishna, who had done such wonderful activities, he could not convince. Vyasa could not convince Yudhishthira that, okay, give up, allow. It's all not your fault. Not able to convince. So here, and Prabhupada says, this is one more Adbhuta, more than Adbhuta act of Krishna. And what was that? That he has to hear it from Bhishma Deva. Only Krishna knew this. The others there did not know that this is going to happen. They are going to go to Bhishma Deva, and Bhishma Deva is going to talk to Yudhishthira, all that. And imagine, right in front of Krishna, Bhishma Deva is talking. Not that Krishna said, okay, you take his class, I am going. Both are there. Both are there. And that still, Bhishma is allowing, and Krishna is standing there smiling. This is a really wonderful situation. I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. If you have any question, comment.
So that's 640 million in 18 days.
Mm-hmm.
How many people would that be a day?
Every day?
300.
640. So it's around 35 million. Whole states getting wiped out, you know. Like. And mind you, these were only able men. I mean, who were ready,
like,
to fight. Not the whole population. You know, population must be more than.
Yeah, it wasn't just like someone they drafted. It was like the best.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
That's almost like the state of Florida today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The most able body, like chosen ones.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So that's why we have to accept that, yes, this is the biggest battle. Nowhere in the history we have seen anything like that. You know. And not only that, the whole world was divided into two parties. You have to be on one or the other side, you know, no choice. You can't be neutral. The neutral people were only Vidura and Balram. They did not stay there.
Just like the yogis too, right?
Yeah, of course. Yes, I mean, this is Kshatriya's fight, you know. This Brahmanas were not involved in so on. Like, yeah. So, okay. Let's stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.